Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Over the weekend, a bipartisan group of senators said they have a deal on the outlines of a gun safety bill. Now, just to their west in downtown D.C., tens of thousands gathered over the weekend to demand change in the March for Our Lives protest. Manuel Oliver was there. He and his wife Patricia founded their own gun reform group. It's called Change the Ref, after losing their son Joaquin in the 2018 Parkland shooting. They have launched several campaigns to raise awareness of gun violence, and now he's calling for students to act.
If lawmakers who have the power to keep us safe from gun violence are going to avoid taking action that will save our lives, then young people across this country, everyone who can hear my voice, should also avoid. Avoid attending school if your leaders fail to do their job and keep us safe from gun violence.
And Manuel Oliver joins us now from Parkland, Florida. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Can you tell me about the name of your group? It's called Change the Ref. And what sets this group apart from other gun control groups?
Well, let me start by the last part of your question. I believe in disruption as a measure of pressure to our leaders. So we use a lot of old school activism. We use a lot of, we combine that with art and advertising segments. And we've been reaching more and more space with, especially with the youth.
Okay.
When it comes to the name, my son Joaquin, who was murdered in Parkland, loved basketball. He had a lot of issues with referees during some games. And when he was feeling that he didn't get a fair game, he will just ask me to change the ref. I have the feeling that we're not receiving a fair game right now. So that's basically where the name is coming from.
Yeah. All right. I understand. Now, you were just up here in D.C. for the March for Our Lives protest, which was, of course, the second one. The first, of course, was after Parkland in 2018. And you asked the young people there to promise to, you know, stay out of class until lawmakers do something. Are you confident that students will do this? And if they join this defiance, is it going to work?
I hope they do. They always have the option of not doing it. I believe that we don't have enough control of a situation to demand for anything. As much as we use the word demand, I use it a lot. We are not in a position to demand. So every time you hear an activist saying, I demand you to whatever, the truth is that our politicians don't even care about that. So we need to reach a position of control, of pressure, and crisis in a way, good trouble. We have tried everything. Listen, this is not my first option here, but you took me there. I mean, the fact that these leaders are ignoring what's going on, it should bring a consequence. So I guess if we have a national strike, beginning with students and then corporate, students from all levels of education not showing when the back to school arrives, it will create a big pressure, and then we will be in a position to demand.
Well, let's talk about these lawmakers. As you know, on Capitol Hill, a bipartisan group of senators over the weekend said they have agreement on the outlines of a bill that could attract the necessary 60 votes. It would include money for states to pass red flag laws to detect violent persons early, to expand mental health resources, and expand background checks for people under 21. This is far more limited than what many gun control groups are calling for. It is much more limited than what the House has passed. Is it enough? Is it worth supporting this?
Well, yes, it's worth supporting it. Is it enough? No. The reason is that any idea or action that will prevent one person being shot and die from gun violence, it's more than welcome. However, we are in a situation that requires way more than this. We're in big trouble here. Like, some people are celebrating this, which is only an announcement, by the way. It's not law.
Yeah, they still have to write the bill.
Yeah. So But back to the celebration fact, there's nothing to celebrate here. I mean, this is a slow reaction after kids, including my son almost 5 years ago, have died from gun violence. So there, I have nothing to celebrate, number one. I think it's not nice using that word when only 3 weeks ago, 19 kids were massacred in their school. So we have to be very careful with how we take this. In my opinion, it's a slow reaction, and they need to hurry up also, because this is just like a polite answer for us to probably cool down, and I'm not planning to cool down. I asked for a strike, and I'm still asking for a strike. Mm-hmm. I'm calling mm-hmm. for a strike. So they need to rush it. They also have recess in a couple of weeks. So what are they going to do? They're going to go on vacation and then come back and make a final decision. So there's more urgency than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, your group is, of course, focusing not just on lawmakers, but the gun industry and gun rights organizations. Part of your mission is to focus on the National Rifle Association and its power in Washington. The thing is, the NRA, you know, recently declared bankruptcy. It has had power struggles at the top, financial issues, and now faces a big investigation in the state of New York. Does the NRA, you think, remain strong and influential?
I don't. And actually, I don't think that they were that strong at any point. I think that's been a strategy to make us believe that they are strong. But you can see how they're actually, they're not. They're losing space in all this. So my guess is that in a few years, when things will happen, because they will happen, change it is coming, the NRA will be irrelevant. It won't be any more part of a conversation, which makes perfect sense. I mean, we're talking about our organization that has 5 million members, that's it. But they keep on bringing that aspect of patriotism and freedom and control that I don't believe they have. I think the gun industry is the big enemy here.
I guess here's the thing, though, is the NRA's rhetoric and their talking points are so uniformly being echoed by members of Congress. You know, some have suggested even if the NRA dwindles to a fraction of itself, it has already successfully created this echo chamber on the right.
Right. And that's a consequence of the big lobby they had, the fact that they use their money, part of their money, to pay for our politicians' campaigns. It goes back to the name of our organization, brings us an unfair gain. And that is also something that will change, because I can see, you know what, everything is about the reaction from society. What happened a couple of days ago in Washington, it not only happened in Washington, there was people marching all around the nation. So again, politicians have it, they got it wrong. They are working for the wrong side of the equation. More than 90% of Americans are asking for a universal background check. And they don't even mention these in this framework package that they're bringing together.
Mm-hmm. Finally, Mr. Oliver, tell us a little about your son, Joaquin. He would be 21 or so today. You know, what kind of person was he, and what would he have brought to this issue, this fight?
Joaquin was the smartest person that I have ever met. He would have become 22 on August 4th. He was very involved when it comes to civil rights and injustice. We had conversations about gun violence. He was really concerned about that happening here. He was very concerned about how immigrants that moved to this country like he did, like I did, have been treated. So I know that Joaquin will be doing more than what we try to do. But also Joaquin was one of those guys that you could tell that he will achieve anything that he will want. I miss him very much, but I'm his dad. And I have to remember that I'm his dad, and I have a role as a father here. And I'm not willing to quit my job, and I'm not willing to quit my role, my new role and my new job, which is protecting the legacy of my son.
Manuel Oliver is co-founder of the gun reform group Change the Ref and Joaquin's dad. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.